everyone. Lovely to be with you. So if we can effortlessly rest, resting as presence, effortlessly welcoming without knowing whatever appears to us. The gentle breath and the warmth of the body whatever is appearing to you, whatever thought is appearing to you, without knowing, without history, without memory. A sort of being, but not in time. Because there is a timeless dimension. This knowing presence which we cannot describe using the mind. But which we know. When we are not engaging in defending and protecting or seeking. When we're not engaged in thinking, there is presence, there is beingness. Which is peace. The causeless peace, our true nature, our true self. Which sometimes we refer to as oneness or wholeness. It is this peace that we yearn for. In the complete absence of things to reach for, things to pursue, freedom from adopting any position. Being open because everything appears within this openness. Everything appears within you. Appears to you effortlessly. There are no gates, no borders to your being. Because there is no owner to beingness. There is no personal owner or personal doer. It's like the wide open sky. Infinite. And within this openness, there is nothing else. It all is this openness, this formless beingness, this formless awareness. That which has no beginning and no ending. And it is this endless, formless reality, which plays the game of manifestation, like the ocean plays the game of waving waves and currents. And self-knowingness is knowing yourself not as an object, not as a singular wave, but as the one and only. The one and only formless awareness. The one and only reality. Although you may play the game of conceiving of other realities. It does not mean that, in fact, there is any other reality. But what does it mean, one reality? The I am. What does I am mean? What is the significance of I am? The understanding of being. Means there is no opposition. Because non-being cannot be. Only being is, only isness is. No opposition. Meaning peace and freedom. The absence of the sense of lack. The absence of the sense of limitation. The absence of personal worries and personal concerns. About what? My ending? What is this I that ends? Only that which appears to you and disappears to you. A thought, a perception appears to you, disappears to you, a memory, a bodily sensation. But do you disappear as the thought disappears? Where would you go? The thought dissolves back in the ocean like a wave, back in the ocean. It actually never was apart from the ocean. Its very substance, the substance of the wave, is water. The substance of the ocean, the one substance. Why do we struggle? Everything appears to us from the universe. The sunshine, the wind, the rain, the gravitational field, thoughts, the heartbeat. They're all universal events, impersonal events. Do we need to manufacture a personal entity? What for? Is it helpful? Does it serve any purpose to separate yourself from the one, from oneness, from wholeness? Is it such an amusing game? To be critical, judgmental, experience anger, and to feel vindictive, to struggle defending one's beliefs. Towards what end? To live embroiled in self-concern, worrying about tomorrow, worrying about one's health, one's wealth, relationships. Is it something we enjoy doing? To worry? What's going to happen to me tomorrow? Why is this happening to me? What is this me that we're so obsessed about? In this moment. Because it's always this moment, right? There's no time. There's no space for me. It's just this borderless awareness taking on the form of a conversation or a sensation or a thought. What is this me? This personal entity. This is nowhere to be found outside of a belief and sensations within the body, which are interpreted as a me, as a personal entity. And sensations in the face, in the chest, in the belly. Is that the proof that this borderless awareness is limited and personal? What is your evidence? Simply because we have inherited this belief. To become somebody. To be loved, to be successful, to be fill in the blanks. Such trouble. Living and propping one's image or worrying about one's image or one's whatever. Just give me anything to worry about. It doesn't matter what it is. Just something. If there is nothing to worry about, well, let's create something. Let's make it up. Maybe my neighbor's dog or my cousin's girlfriend or how I was greeted the other day, something to bite my teeth into and wiggle. Demonstrate to whom, but to somebody, or demonstrate to myself that I am somebody important, somebody powerful, or somebody worthless. So much nonsense. Right? But we're so habituated to bite our teeth in something. Because in the absence of being somebody in particular, what would I be? Sometimes we can notice that we're uncomfortable with silence. Silence is such a simple thing. The simplicity of silence, the freedom of silence. We may need to fill it up with something rather than being this silent presence. We habitually play the game of being somebody. Limiting ourselves. So many habits. Reactivity in a flash, in a moment, in an instant. We're pushing back. And in this pushing back, we return to separation. Something is driving us. But the wide open sky is not driven by the clouds. What is it that at times is driving you or seems to be driving you? Possessing you, taking over. What is it? And what for? Is it a survival thing? Because it would make sense if it's about survival, the survival of the organism. Yes, to push back at somebody charging you, trying to cause harm to your body. But what about this tendency to push back and the absence of real danger? Is it that I cannot tolerate something about the situation is intolerable and unacceptable? Doesn't fit my what? My sense of well-being. And it keeps repeating itself over and over in my life. How about meeting your experience openly? This wide open listening space, this effortlessness, this transparency, this complete availability. We may discover that there is no harm, no harm. All is well. In fact, we may discover that peaceful way is very lovely. Okay, so if you have any questions, please make sure to unmute yourself and then also raise your hand if you'd like by clicking on the reaction button at the bottom of the screen.